Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. I'm the host, Jeffrey Davis, and through all this change of this economy, we are streaming more stories than ever, talking about entrepreneurships and business. And, you know, one of the industries that seems to be changing and adapting as much as anyone else is a core to our American culture, and that's the automotive industry. And we were very fortunate today to have Stephanie Nelson, founder and CEO of RevoMG, the interview, and we're going to do an automotive update with RevoMG. Looking for welcome, Stephanie.
Hi, Jeffrey. Thank you for having me.
Right. So can you just give us a couple of sentences, introduction? What is RevoMG? It's not a car.
Indeed. But we do help you sell cars, trucks, vans, and or SUVs. We're a direct mail company that works individually for car dealerships to bring in traffic to their showrooms via a one-day event. And we primarily cater to their own customers. And we have a unique ability to transform their lists into vehicles sold.
Well, that must be music to their ears in this economy. Your clients must be going through a hard time. Is there an issue with inventory and OEM vehicles that you're having to deal with and that they have to deal with?
I guess I would define the current state as it's not like a paint by numbers painting. By that I mean every dealership and every OEM is working under different parameters, restrictions, or success. You have some dealerships that still haven't brought back their entire sales team. You have some dealerships that never stop selling through it all. You have some dealerships that they don't have the inventory to support the current demand. And then you have others that have too much inventory and they're trying to meet these large objectives brought on by the OEM. But there seems to be a universal theme across, I would say, every dealership, probably within the country, is there is a need for pre-owned vehicles for two reasons. One, when some stopped selling, they weren't pumping pre-owned into the auctions, and that auction prices are tend to be a little bit higher right now. And two, let's say you are one of those OEMs or dealerships that you don't have enough inventory. If you don't have enough inventory because the supply chain is a little delayed due to the recent circumstances, you have to sell pre-owned. So if you're looking to sell your vehicle, I think now is the best time to do that.
Well, I was going to ask you the question that you actually answered, and that was, I would assume in this economy, supply and demand, that pre-owned is becoming that much more important to this economy and to people buying. I mean, I've always been a fan of pre-owned cars, especially when people tend to dish them, get rid of them right away when they shouldn't.
Well, yeah, and also, you know, we have maybe buyers that are in the market today that weren't in the market pre-March due to, you know, there maybe people moving to suburbia, kids not going back to college in their urban towns where public transportation was their main mode of transportation. So it's unique times, and I hate to sound like, you know, everyone else around the water cooler when I say that. We're constantly pivoting, and at Revo, what we've done is, from day one actually, is we built a product that is low risk and is unique to every dealership. And furthermore, with today's selling state, we've expanded that product line to make it so we can meet every dealer's, I hate to say demands, because that's not right. I think the better word is comfort level. Every dealership's comfort level, because everyone's comfort level is different.
That is true. We know that. And everybody's risk tolerance is different also. Are you finding that you're having to develop a lot more sort of, you know, you're an ad agency, so to speak, pitches in this economy, and are they situational, or do you think this is more of a trend for the future?
I'm not quite sure I understand what you mean by the pitches and trend for the future.
Well, that's all right. I'm not the expert of the industry the way you are, so I probably had the wrong question, but are you finding that that the way you're approaching creative execution is different now than it was 6 months ago? And is that permanent or situational? Is that a better question?
Great question. I for my team, I hope it's situational, because it definitely adds layers of complexity when we have letters, and for each letter there's three different options based on a dealership's comfort level and how they are approaching the selling environment. But we're constantly motoring, like creative, like our creative is always moving forward. One thing that really stands out, Jeffrey, is in the beginning of March and April, there was a massive push for all of these dealerships to take on a virtual selling approach. And a virtual selling approach doesn't happen overnight. You can't go from you buying a car, touch, feel, the whole that whole selling process and ask your team to do it virtually. That there needs to be steps, processes, and coaching involved. With that, with all that being said, I feel as though maybe that approach will become a tool in dealerships' tool belt. I do not think it's going to be the end-all, be-all approach, which everyone was deeming to be in the early March, April days. A person's car is their, some people, it's their number one investment. Their number one investment. For most to their home.
It was my office before COVID.
Yeah.
Not anymore. Now it's a laptop. You know, we were speaking with Stephanie Nelson, expert and founder and CEO of Revo MG. Stephanie, you know, I used to work for some firms that served, that worked with some of the, what they used to call the Big Four. And the dealers are not known as being innovators. How do you see dealerships in this economy? Are they adapting fast enough? Do they need to, you know, what's going on?
Yeah, I think they are. One thing, and it's a theme, and it's not for every dealer, they trimmed a lot of fat. And they found, so how they become innovators is they learned how to stretch a dollar further, where, you know, they were just slinging money around like it was the wild, wild west. In addition, some of the dealers that are having inventory issues, right? They don't have them. There's only so much supply. So instead of just selling on costs, they have to find other motivators for the customer, because the lowest price, they're not gonna lose a ton of money when they only have so much money to make based on the number of vehicles they have in stock.
So a big part of the industry has always been incentives. Are they still being utilized during this time of change?
You know, Jeffrey, that really depends on the OEM. I heard an interesting car commercial the other day, and I was talking to a dealer as well, and they don't want to blast their incentives. And so I'm going to go back to the supply chain again. The dealers that don't have a ton of inventory, they don't want to blast the incentives because they don't want to overpromise and underdeliver. So if everyone out there, if you're listening to the radio on these individual car dealerships ads, you're going to hear the word newer. And we can upgrade you to a newer vehicle. And I thought that was brilliant, because what it is it's saying, we're going to buy back your vehicle and upgrade you to a newer, which probably will be pre-owned unless you're willing to pay the, you know, unless you're willing to go into the new car without the huge incentives that may have been in play in May and June.
So since things are tightening in the automotive funnel, you know, let's assume that we're not talking on a radio interview. What's the competitive advantage to Revo in your marketplace?
Oh my gosh. Well, two. One, we're low risk. I don't like fillers in mail, Jeffrey, and I don't like fillers in food. It's always been a platform, less mail, you can still have the same results. And my competitors don't preach that, let's put it that way. And in addition, we've always had the buyback component. So people can come in, and we even include a Kelley Blue Book value. So they're getting their pre-owned vehicles to restock their lot, and they're doing it with Revo for not a ton of money. And I hate to use the word guarantee, it produces an ROI, and I only know this based on our repeat customers.
Well, you're being too modest. One of the reasons we reached out to you was that we were told on Radio Entrepreneurs that Stephanie Nelson was the competitive advantage. And that's why we've asked you if you would return and give us industry updates, automotive updates as we go through the year, because we know that's an important industry in this country. So until they see you again on Radio Entrepreneurs, how would people find you and Revo MG?
Oh my gosh. Go to www.revomg and hit contact for more info.
Great. I want to thank you for being on the show today and look forward to more conversations with you in the future. Remind everybody, this is Radio Entrepreneurs.